Church devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage is going to come from Psalm chapter 65, verses 1 through 4, which says, "Praise is due to you, O God in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed, O you who hear prayer. To you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple." I recently listened to an audiobook of C.S. Lewis on prayer, which was very good, as I'm sure you would guess. But the obvious problem with an audiobook is that it's not so easy to go back and find a quote you liked, so I'm going to paraphrase. It was about prayer, and he said this, that asking the question, "Does prayer work?" is totally missing the point of what prayer is. Prayer is not a machine. It's not a mechanism where you pull a lever and an answer comes out. Machines work or don't work. Prayers, in that sense, do not. Prayer is a conversation. It's a relationship. It's the finite reaching out to the infinite. It's the temporal reaching out to the eternal. It's a son reaching out to a father. It's a subject coming before the king. It's mystical and personal and beautiful. So asking the question, "Does it work?" is missing the point. I want to focus on verse 2 of this psalm that we just read, which addresses God like this, "To you who hear prayer." Now, the NIV translate this, "To you who answers prayer." But the ESV and a number of other translations keep it to, "You who hear prayer." And isn't that enough? Shouldn't we be blessed beyond belief that the creator of the universe, the God of heaven, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, takes time to hear our prayer? He doesn't delegate it to the angels like some sort of heavenly customer service department. God himself hears our prayers. Praise the Lord. So why do I think that I deserve God not only hearing my prayers, but answering them in the way that I want? He is the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, sovereign of all creation. Why do I get my feelings hurt when I pray about something and God decides to answer with a no or a not yet? There's no other area of our life where we would expect this. One of my favorite TV shows is The West Wing, which focus on the lives of the president's staff. And there are a number of scenes where advisors are sitting around the Oval Office offering thoughts and suggestions about how to handle domestic and foreign affairs. There's one great scene where somebody new gets hired and happens to be standing in the Oval Office during one of these discussions. And the president sort of offhandedly asks her what she thinks about it. And this character is in a bad mood, and so she just kind of speaks her mind about it and is totally upfront. As it turns out, the president likes her idea and makes a decision that will affect thousands, if not millions, of people based on what she said. And she's rightly horrified. Now, here I was just blowing smoke. How did I know that he was going to take it seriously and actually make a decision based on that thing that I said? Now, that is the right response. God is responsible for running the whole show. He certainly doesn't need our little perspective and thoughts on the matter. He doesn't need it, but he welcomes it. He takes joy in our bringing our thoughts and requests and concerns to him. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Because of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, because of what he has done for us, we are now invited to boldly approach the throne because we are now a part of God's family. What an amazing gift that God not only hears our prayers, sometimes he says yes to them. Sometimes he uses our prayers to bring about the things that his perfect will wants to do. This is an amazing gift and an awesome responsibility. So let's do what Hebrews invites us to do and approach God's throne with confidence. Let's not be flippant. Let's not be petulant when we don't get our way. God is the God who hears our prayers, my prayers, your prayers. And more often than might even seem to make sense to us, he answers them with a yes. God, thank you that you are the God that hears prayers, Lord, that welcomes the thoughts, the emotions, the prayers of your people, of your children. Lord, and we thank you that you answer. You answer sometimes with yes, sometimes with no, sometimes with wait, but that you answer our prayers. What a blessing. Help us never to forget this. Help us never to take this for granted, God, and help us to take advantage of this awesome gift that you've given us in prayer, that we would come before you more and more because you welcome us into your presence. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.